Artie Lurie here on KNBR. Nice to be with you. Giants baseball coming up, joined by the hitting coach of the San Francisco Giants, Hensley Bam Bam Mullins. Good morning, and how's the camp going for you so far?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. The camp is going great. I think the most important thing for us is most everybody's healthy, except we haven't seen Mark on the field, but everybody else is healthy and in good shape. You know, guys got out here early. I came here on the first after the Fan Fest, so I've been here, you know, 2 weeks in advance, which I do every year, and work with guys that are here, kind of give them a head start. So I think it's going good so far.
Yeah, I always enjoy having you on from spring training. Of course, Bam Bam Mullins is with us before Giants baseball here. The new guys, I'm very anxious to hear what you think about them. In the games I've seen so far, I must tell you, when they all play, it's kind of exciting to see that lineup flip over. I don't know who's going to hit in the two spot, as you say, with Scudero kind of still banged up. But take us through Morse and Sandoval, because they look... Morse is new. Sandoval looks new.
Yes. Let's go with Morse first, because, you know, he's actually new. You know, he's a guy that's came in great shape. He's healthy. We know he had some issues last year with his squad and his wrist, but non-factor so far. You know, he's working his way to, you know, where he wants to be at the beginning of the season. He's a powerful guy, which we missed enormously in left field last year. And we hope that he can regain his form from, you know, 2011 and 12 when he was in Washington doing a lot of damage to the baseball. So he's an interesting guy, very strong, and he's going to complement Buster and Pence very well as a power guy in the middle, I believe. You know, he's working hard. He's you know, asking a lot of good questions. He fits in very well with the guys. He's hardworking and a guy that's funny, and it's you know, fits in with the guys. So we're happy to have him. Hopefully he can stay healthy and you know, produce like he has been in the past. So Pablo, it's like you said, looks new. It's the Pablo we know when he's in this kind of shape. He has it correlates with his WAR, which goes higher whenever he's in his best shape, and it has to do with, you know, being more agile on the field, playing better defense, running the bases better, and also, of course, you know, doing better hitting. So when he's heavier, he has trouble with weight transfer at the plate, so he goes out in front, he can't stay back. You know, he gets beat with the fastball and he gets fooled with the changeup. So he looks great. He looks a lot better from the right side, which has been where he lost power the last couple of years as well. So hopefully he can regain the form when he first came up. He also had some home runs right-handed. Almost all of his home runs have been left-handed the last few years. So I'm excited. I'm intrigued to see you know, if he can keep this weight off and stay healthy, stay on the field, because that's another issue with Pablo. You know, the last 3 years he's spent quite a bit of time on the DL, 40-something games in 2011, you know, another 30-something in 2012. He was in the DL again last year with a foot injury and the elbow. So, you know, hopefully being in better shape will also allow him to stay on the field, and also becoming a free agent is another thing that motivates guys to stay on the field and produce.
Great answer. Boy, I love talking baseball with you. You know that, and the fans really enjoy it on the show as well. Let me follow up just a little bit on Morse and Sandoval. With Morse, what's his strength? I know big guys strike out a lot. Look, you look through the history of baseball, big power hitters strike out. You struck out, and you can hit the ball a long way. So what is his strength as a hitter? Then I want to follow up with one thought on Pablo.
Well, you know, we know that, you know, he doesn't have a very long history in the big leagues, but the best 2 years he had, you know, he had 315 the 1 year, he had 31 home runs and had 95 RBIs, and he hit 292, I believe, and the following year he had 18 home runs, and, you know, he you know, so he hit for average and for power, and even though he strike out some, but, you know, the production was really, really good. So that's what we were looking for, you know, to be consistent, driving in runs and also driving the ball. You know, he's a guy that hits the ball hard in the middle of the field to the opposite field, so you're going to see him hit the ball a lot that way. and you know, they tried to pound him in so far this camp. Pitchers tried to pound him in. He's disciplined in there. He lays off that pitch pretty good, and he waits for the ball to be out over the plate, and that's his MO. You know, that's what he's done, and he's done it very well when he's healthy.
All right. Well, it's very exciting to watch him hit, I will tell you that. All right, Pablo Sandoval, and of course he's in better shape, and the weight transfer will be better, but will he have better pitch selection? Is he finally growing up into that?
You know, it's a matter of controlling his anxiety once he's in the situation. You know, the situation, you know, as we know, Pablo was one of the top hitters in with guys in scoring position last year. You know, 7th in the National League and 12th in all of baseball. So he's doing something right. Now, in order to, you know, be more calm in the plate, you know, he's addressing that this camp. You know, he's shorter with his stride, which allows him to recognize pitches better that are out of the strike zone and lay off of them. Once you're jumping out there and your head is moving, your eyes are moving with your head, it's hard to recognize pitches, and that's why he thinks, you know, some pitches are in a spot that they're really not, and he ends up swinging at them. Now, he's quieter in the plate, especially from the right side. I want to reiterate that because he's worked with Miguel Cabrera this winter. He talked to him a lot about, you know, that's the best hitter in baseball from the right side. So, you know, he's trying to copy some of the things Miguel does, and that's good for him, you know, and you know, hopefully that means he's more disciplined at the plate and also waiting for better pitches to swing at. And I believe, you know, it's time will tell. You know, we never know with him, and it's an ongoing process with him. It's, you know, this is his sixth year, and he's hasn't found a way to consistently do it right, so hopefully he'll grow some more this year and get a little better at it this year.
All right. Boy, nice to have Bam Bam on with us. We'll take you one more, Belt. I did the show the last weekend, and I said, all right, what do you predict for Belt? And honestly, 98% of the people said 280, 290, 25, 80 to 95 for RBIs. And I'm telling you, everybody has a lot of confidence in him.
So do we. I mean, he turned the corner, and finally, after, you know, the end of July last year, from August 1st on, he was, you know, one of the top hitters in all of baseball. And we knew he had that ability. You know, he just had to make some minor adjustments with his stance, his grip, and, you know, and pitch selection. And we knew he could be better than what he was the first 2.5 years of his career. And he showed us that the last 2 months last year. And, you know, he came in shape this camp. He's a little stronger. You know, you can see he worked hard and maintaining the same work ethic and maintaining the same mechanics in the box. So that's working nicely for him so far this spring as well. And it wouldn't surprise me if he has better numbers than what you just mentioned.
All right. Boy, nice to have you on the show. We'll catch up with you next week because I want to talk to you a little bit about the young guys. We'll see where they are next week. The Gary Browns of the world, Minakazi, who I really enjoy his story. Adrianza, good story in the camp as well. So I appreciate getting us up to date on some of the people that people do call in about. And then next week we'll talk a little bit more about the young guys, if they're still here. Yes. In the camp. Bam Bam, thanks so much as always.
Thank you, and you know, I hope your fans enjoy it. And you know, guys are working hard, and guys are all have the same purpose in mind, is to bring another championship to the Bay Area. And you know, I'll talk to you next week about it.
Okay, all thank right. you. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.